Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Todd Zeil. Batting third. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Bonilla. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting seventh. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting eighth. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Mussina. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The DH, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Julio Franco. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jose Vizcaino. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack McDowell. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Anderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Zeil is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Zeil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Zeil moves to second. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Palmeiro hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lofton hits a fly ball towards right. Bonilla settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Bonilla. Lofton moves to second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Lofton. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Lofton steals third. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seitzer for the out. Lofton scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Bell. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Bell steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bonilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonilla moves to third. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Murray. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Murray steals second. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Surhoff strikes out. Two outs. Chris Hoyle's batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hoyle's takes first base on ball four. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson is hit by the pitch. Bonilla scores. Murray moves to third. Hoyles moves to second. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zeile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zeile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel bunts towards third. Zeile picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Zeile. Vizquel moves to second. Jose Vizcaino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizcaino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Surhoff. Vizcaino reaches second base with a double. Vizquel scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vizcaino moves to third. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar strikes out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thome moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Thome moves to third. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Orioles. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hoyles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Zeil is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Zeil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zeil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar strikes out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vizquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Vizcaino is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vizcaino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vizcaino hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Pomero, and into shallow right field. Vizcaino reaches second base with a double. Vizquel moves to third. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vizquel scores. Lofton moves to third. It's Orioles, 4, Indians, 4. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar strikes out. One out. Rafael Pomero is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Pomero is 0-for-2 in the game. Pomero hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bonilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonilla hits a pop-up foul, towards third. Thome settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pomero scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. one out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vizcaino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Murray is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Murray hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Embry now pitching. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar strikes out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vizquel is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Vizquel strikes out. Two outs. Jose Vizcaino is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vizcaino is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Vizcaino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Shuey now pitching. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Alexander pinch runs for Chris Hoyles. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Alexander moves to second. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Zeile is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zeile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Alexander moves to third. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Paul Assenmacher now pitching. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 3 in the game. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Parent now catching. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 3 in the game. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Parent and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Casey Candale pinch hits for Jim Thome. Casey Candale batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Candale takes first base on ball 4. Lofton moves to third. Seitzer moves to second. Armando Benitez now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-4, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benitez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez strikes out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Kent now playing third base. Eric Plunk now pitching. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bonilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bonilla strikes out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken strikes out. 2 outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Murray is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Murray hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Arthur Rhodes now pitching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Vizcaino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizcaino is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Vizcaino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vizquel moves to second. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Terry Matthews now pitching. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro fields the ball and throws to Matthews covering. Safe. Vizquel scores. Lofton moves to third. It's 9-4, Indians. Jeff Kent batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kent hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jose Mesa now pitching. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kent fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Devereaux pinch runs for BJ Surhoff. Mark Parent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parent hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a line drive towards first. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zeile is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Zeile strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.